joining us in studio from the Saints and Triple M footy, Lee Montagna.
Calling tonight's game, which is going to be an absolute cracker. The Hawks and the Western Bulldogs, big retirements, of course. Bob Murphy, Hodgie, and all everything else that's going on, but also big for our man, Joey Montagna. Yes. Not only a star of the Saints, Bill, but calling the game. Hello, Joey.
Good afternoon, guys. How you going?
Now, are we toey or are we comfortable?
No, a little bit nervous. Yeah, this probably copped a bit more publicity than I was hoping for this week. I was hoping to sort of sneak through a little bit, but didn't quite
work out. So you didn't
want to
do that story with Channel 9? Well, you didn't?
But Lee Simon was keen on that one, so looking forward to it. So.
Are you feeling like you're playing?
And it does a little bit. I said that to someone today. You sort of get the little butterflies and, like it was when I used to play. So,
Used to play?
Wow, I used to get butterflies a long time ago. Didn't quite have as many butterflies towards the end, but,
Very emote towards the end. What are you saying?
Of a season.
Oh, Jim. emotional night tonight too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very emotional.
It's going to be a special night. Yeah. To be there for Hodgie's last game and probably Boyd and Rob Murphy's as well. Yeah, it's a nice way to go out for those boys and looking forward to the call. And it will be emotional, so it should be a special night.
How much preparation have you done now, not only for today, but you would have done a lot of phantom calling, I'd imagine?
Yeah, I've done plenty of phantom calls, done a little bit of homework today, and just got to chip away at it. And I understand I'm going to make mistakes, and it's like making your debut at football. You just go in there and do your best and learn from it, and hopefully, it doesn't go too badly.
Now, who are you with? You got the Duke?
Luke Darcy, and then I've got Juddy and Nathan Brown doing the specials, and I think Ash Chua doing the stats. So that's a full
narrowly.
Box. So. And narrowly down the boundary too. Yeah.
Damien Fantastic. Barrett.
And Damo's in there pre-show.
Oh, wow. Dr. Rowan White.
There you go. Dr.
Thank
Rowan
you, Bill.
White. Yeah.
Well, it'd be good if you knew all your colleagues. That'd be good, Joey. You think you run out with two blokes, do you? Nick Revolt and... I was reading this, actually. You haven't won a best and fairest.
A few runners-up. I played in an era where we had Nick Riewoldt, Lenny Hayes and Nick Riewoldt won nine between them. And then
Brendan Goddard.
He never won one either. BJ and Dell never won one. Jack Stevens won three.
He's won three. Lenny Hayes three and Riewoldt six.
Yeah, so in my 15 years, there's 12. And Sam Fisher won two. So I think only four players have won basically 15 of my 16.
A lot of blokes haven't won a best and fairest of their club. Very good players. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Would you, Bill? That was your experience, Bill, wasn't it?
So you at least got in the top 10.
Who have you based yourself on? Are you a Bristol man? How are you when you come to calling the footy? Is there someone you've listened to and thought, you actually like the way he goes about it?
The question's been asked a bit. I've just tried to listen to a little bit of everyone. I'm trying hard not to impersonate anyone or copy anyone and just be myself. And
yep.
Let it happen naturally and organically and I suppose find my own niche. But I love the Triple M boys, obviously, but I do try and listen to a cross-section of callers and just try and pick out little bits and pieces and see what
Triple
I can fit in my own call.
Footy, of course, Joey, and you know this over the journey, we tend to take an enormous amount of piss, not only out of the people who are involved in the game, but ourselves. So are you up for a bit of that?
Well, absolutely, and I'm expecting that. I'm sitting with Juddy and Nathan Brown, too, behind me in the back row. I probably am going to cop a bit, but it's all part of it. Looking forward to it.
First gamer for the Dogs tonight. What's his name?
Lipinski.
What number is he?
Oh, that's a good question. I've looked at the number yet. 20. Oh, he's 20. 27, I think.
Yes, good
boy. I've got some mail about him. I've done some homework and got some mail. So apparently he's a glamour. He's one of the bits of mail I got.
Really?
Apparently the ladies love him. He's got a bit of a One Direction look about him. So looking forward to seeing him run out tonight.
Good work.
Better mail than that, but that's one.
What about the little Ford Pocket for Hawthorne? He snaps the goal, number 28. What's his name?
Harry Morrison.
Oh, is that the first? No, Poppy.
Poppy. It's about the other first gamer for the Hawks. Sorry. I know all the Hawks players.
Yeah, do you know how to pronounce them?
Puopolo.
Yeah, good work.
Yeah.
Jim gets it mixed up a bit, Tom. And who's the first game for Hawthorne?
Harry Morrison.
Who's he? Where's he from?
He's from the Murray Bush Rangers. He's actually Tommy Rockcliffe's first cousin.
Is he?
There you go.
The only thing I'd say
What would you say,
Joey?
Jim?
Give us some, please, Jim. This is what I came in for.
It is radio, and people tend to get very hung up on, you talk about making mistakes, we all make them. Everyone tends to get very hung up on if you get a player, you identify a player incorrectly. Thing you got to remember is, firstly, we all do it.
Yep.
Some of us more than others. I've actually called a bloke who doesn't play the game anymore.
Oh.
Not only not at the club anymore, Bill, actually not playing the game anymore.
Retired.
Actually retired out on the ground.
Oh.
So that's going to happen. But the thing you got to remember, Joey, is 99% of people listening aren't watching.
Yep.
So yep. the fact that you've called it Montagna when it was actually Sam Fisher, yep. and most people don't yep. know that.
No,
so I'm... just get on with it.
Right, but I okay. love when you Montagna gets it, kicks it, and oh, oh Montagna's marking it. Yeah.
Well, I did that in one of the ghost calls, so that's the only time you've got to be careful. Yeah, yeah.
And again, we've all done that. And when I do it, Joey, I tend to say, hard to do that, actually. Mark your own ball.
Because you've got to take the piss, because you know yeah, the blokes yeah. the behind you are going to yeah, do it. So
no, I'm prepared for that. That's
right.
Okay.
All right. Now, what are we doing other than that, please? Yes. The off-season is about to start for you, unless the Saints have the greatest win of all time and everyone else falls over. So what are you doing?
Yeah, I just got to work through all that. There's a bit on my plate at the moment, so we'll be around all throughout the finals. And,
okay.
Yeah,
not, and hang not around. Heading off?
Not heading off till late October. The wife and I are working through that now. We've got 3 weeks. We're tossing up Canada.
Whoa, just somewhere. It's a beautiful
have you
place,
been?
Canada.
Yeah, I've never done Canada. Yeah. We just
West Coast I've only done.
Right.
Vancouver and
yeah,
very nice.
British Columbia. Some of the most stunning country I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what we heard. So we're thinking something a bit random, a bit different. We've nice. Sort of done most of the Europe and, you know, America and all the sort of cliched Asia and that sort of thing. So maybe Canada.
Be starting but, to get cold. You want to take your warm stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's Vancouver. We plan for all
and
that.
You can go
yeah.
to the
Banff
the big,
and the Rockies. And
yeah,
the
Big Dip.
What's
yeah,
the
yeah,
bloody
yeah.
thing? You know,
Whistler.
What are you talking about?
The Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Yes, yes. Yep. So, which you put on a raincoat, you go underneath it, you get a bit wet and sail back. And that's
is
it.
That how you found it? Oh, is it worth it?
Well, just like a waterfall feeding. Oh, oh, you get a bit wet down there.
And your great mate, Rui, yes. plays his last game. What a fantastic thing that is.
Yeah, it is an awesome awesome achievement by the Rui, what he's been able to do for the Saints and for AFL in general. So I've actually been organising today as well all the past players to get together. We're going to have go and stand in the Guard of Honour, at least get up on the race for when Rui comes down, a bit of a function afterwards. So been in contact with a lot of the past players who are all coming, so it should be a special night after the game.
Mad Monday.
And then Mad Monday the following day when I picked up my costume too today.
Oh, so perfect. Geez, you have been busy.
I've been busy. I've had a busy day. The life of a footballer. Yeah.
Yes. Good luck tonight. Yes. You'll have a ball.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
On your joke.